This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV. What's up, guys? Let's give everybody a chance to fill this chat in. We're live on the Forbidden Knowledge podcast. I got my good friend Anton here.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, it's been a long time since I've known this gentleman here. He's a phenomenal human being. You may have seen us together before. You may have seen us on Forbidden Knowledge TV, as a matter of fact, because we actually did a breathwork workshop some time ago. And Anton is huge in the conscious community and doing a lot of great, great things, even a lot of things behind the scenes that nobody even knows about. tell the people a little bit about yourself, Anton.
Oh, man. First of all, Billy, thank you for having me, man. It's funny. Me and Billy have known each other for, I don't even know how many years, what, four years. But we'd never met in person until today.
Till today. First time.
First time.
Yeah. Power of the internet.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. Shifting the consciousness and we're connected in a way like never before.
Yeah.
But man, a little bit about me, you know, I'm really on a journey of self-discovery, I think, right now. And, you know, I've built businesses that were successful. And along the way, I kind of asked bigger questions because I had this idea in my mind when I was young that if I made like $100,000 a year or $250,000 a year, that was going to solve all my problems. Mm-hmm. And money's super important. We all know that.
Yeah.
But it really only solves money problems. Mm-hmm. Like it really does only solve those problems. So at a young age, I got introduced to the law of attraction at 16.
Nice.
So at 16, I learned this esoteric wisdom that was extremely powerful. I was manifesting left and right, had no business background, barely graduated high school, didn't go to college. And I did well young. Mm-hmm. And as I grew, though, I had underlying issues I wasn't dealing with. Mm-hmm. And that's when I hit this point where, you know, I got the money, but then there was still some deeper unfulfillment.
Yeah.
So I went on a deep journey and I worked with some of the most incredible spiritual leaders to heal myself. And I gained a skill set that allowed me to be like in proximity to people like yourself. Mm-hmm. And I could bring value to them.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was around them. But I was learning.
Yeah.
I was helping their businesses and stuff with social media, but I was like growing and evolving, going to retreats and events. And man, it just took me down just a wild, wild path.
Wow.
A wild path.
Incredible.
Which I'm still on, you know, I'm still on the journey.
It's a lifetime journey, man.
It's a lifetime journey.
Yeah. Once you think you know it all, then you fail.
Oof. Not a good place to be.
Not a good place to be.
Not a good place to be. I think there's so little we know about the universe.
Yeah.
There's a lot we know, but I think there's a lot we don't know. Mm-hmm. And science can only go so far.
Yeah.
And I think when people box themselves in with science is great, but there's more for sure.
Right.
For sure.
What I find is that the science just begins to explain the esoteric and the spiritual. It just begins.
Yeah.
The esoteric and the spiritual is out there. And the science, which people have tried to segregate from spirituality, in actuality, the two really go together.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a bridge.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was young, I was a part of, you know, deeper spiritual based communities and I had a bad experience and I got turned off by the spiritual world.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, this, I don't want to hear the word energy. I don't want to hear the word chakra. I don't want to hear any of that shit because I had such a bad experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then when I got older, I met a man named Joe Dispenza and, you know, he was my first really, teacher that got me back on track. You know why? Because he used science. I couldn't believe in people anymore because I had such a traumatic experience, but I could believe in science. And that really, really got me back on track because it showed me, holy shit, this whole energy stuff, there's something to this. And then once I got the science, I was like, okay, back to kind of where I started.
That's how it is, man. It's incredible because the science just gives you a glimpse into peeking behind the veil just enough to go, oh my God, there's so much back there. And it's all esoteric. It's all spiritual. It's all multidimensional.
So multidimensional.
You know, so we're just like barely scratching the surface knowing what's happening. And even that little scratch is enormous for us because, you know, as beings, we're just trying to find our way in the universe.
I think, you know, everyone has a unique purpose. And I really do think the way of finding it is to grow spiritually, to grow emotionally, spiritually, you know, learning about energy. Because, you know, I don't know. I just feel like so many people, they get caught up in the 3D material world and they let every single thing happen in their life dictate every single thing they're feeling inside of them. It's like something bad happens, they react and now they're in a bad mood. Something good happens, now they're in a good mood. They feel good. But you know what I've learned from all my teachers and on my personal journey, it's like we have to cause and effect, not react with cause and effect. We got to cause the effect on the reality. And we do that first by changing from within, changing the energy from within. And that in turn affects everything in our life. And then it's like, we're going from, you know, being a victim of our environment to taking control, taking our power back.
What you said is so key. We have to stop being victims. That victim mentality, the victim mentality really hurts us. Because it puts us in a place of disparity, of hopelessness, of begging, pleading, and wishing versus understanding the power. And a lot of people from where I grew up, they succumbed to the victim mentality. And what I saw with that was, you know, falling into depression, drugs, abuse, the street life versus realizing that these are the conditions that I'm in right now. However, I can foresee working a way to get around and outside of these conditions by creating my own goal, my own plan, creating my own reality tunnel. And which is what I tried to do, you know, and now fortunately for me, I was successful in doing that. But when I went to go see Dr. Daniel Amen, who's the number one psychiatrist in the world, brain scan, he scanned my brain. And I was on that show. And he saw the actual trauma pattern in my brain. And
body
he said,
keeps score.
It's keep score. Listen, keep it score. Doesn't play, man.
No.
He can read you like a book.
And that's cool.
And he said, this pattern causes a lot of people to come down with PTSD. But the what happened with me in a very small amount of people, I came down with PTG. And it's called post-traumatic growth.
So you like flipped it almost.
I flipped it. So my brain took all that trauma and converted it into growth and solutions processing, which explains why I keep trying to provide solutions and create solutions to problems my whole life. And where a lot of people, for whatever reason, it triggers PTSD. But a person can turn PTSD into PTG. They just have to understand. This is why we're talking about. You have to understand who you are, where you are, the power you have in you, and that there is a way out for transformation.
Absolutely, man. And I love what you said there because you are the picture perfect example of how your circumstances don't define you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. We all have our pain, right? And why is it that some people use that pain like yourself and it pushes you to greatness? And others don't. It's what's happening inside. That's it. Like you literally had a traumatic brain injury. It sounds like
I did.
And because it, like that didn't define you, even though it should have in reality. But you decided, hey, I'm not going to let this control my life. I'm going to do something positive with it. And we have to have, you know, that's a good segue. We have to have modalities to move that energy. And when I do, you know, breath work with people. The reason I got into breath work, because I too was traumatized. And I knew I knew I had something and I knew it was big and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, man.
I tried the meditations. I tried the traditional route. I went on antidepressants, Xanax, when I was young.
Yeah, of course.
Before I knew what I know now.
Yeah.
And man, it just, you know, the antidepressants, they worked temporarily until I stopped taking them.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I went to school and I forgot to take them and I had like all these brain zaps and I was having withdrawal symptoms. I didn't know it was withdrawal symptoms. It was intense, man.
Damn.
Cause I was having panic attacks every single day for years on end, wanted to kill myself. And, you know, as I grew, I started, once I realized the system of that industry, didn't serve me. That's just my story. It serves other people. I know people that it helps them.
Yeah.
But for me, I didn't like the idea that a pill, an external substance, was controlling me.
Yeah.
Like, I just did not like that idea. So, I know, that was the day my healing began when I was just like, yo, I'm not enough.
Right.
I got to go down a different route. And I did. And started with changing my diet. Then it started meditation. Mm-hmm. Then it really shifted. When I got into like deeper learning how to really shift my brain waves and change my energy. And then I just had like very profound outer body type experiences where I was able to view my pain through a new lens because my consciousness was different. And I was real, because for my whole life, I mean, until I was in my 20s, man, I was a victim.
Yeah.
I used my story of pain to justify my emotions of fear and lack and not being able to trust people and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then I had this experience where I saw why it had to happen. I actually saw why I had to go through the trauma.
Yeah.
Because similar to you, mine pushed me to grow too.
Right.
It was like, I took it and it was traumatic, but I was like, how am I going to use this? And unconsciously, I was just like, I was in so much pain. I was willing to try anything.
Right.
I tried so much shit, man. I tried so much shit. But it was grace. And I really realized that in retrospect. It was grace because if that wouldn't have happened, you wouldn't be the person you are.
Wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be the person I am.
That's right.
And that's what I really show people, how to take your pain and turn it into your power. Because you know, I believe in God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Something loves us and cares about us. And I don't think anything's random. And if you have that understanding, that alone can start to start to help you. Like, oh shit, like maybe the worst day of my life could become the best day.
Exactly.
But I have to do the work to find out why.
You said the key thing, the work.
The work takes work.
Is important. A lot of people in this time and era want instantaneous results.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get instantaneous results when you're working on yourself. I don't have instantaneous results. I've been working on myself my whole life and I'm still not where I want to be. It's a process that I will probably never get to the end. It's a lifelong journey. All you can do is try to better yourself every day in different areas where you discover and find weaknesses.
Yes.
And even then, sometimes you'll fall every now and then. Because when a baby starts to try to learn how to walk, it crawls. Then it even falls flat on its stomach. Eventually, it learns how to stand up and take a few steps. Yes. It falls again.
Yes.
And then it learns how to control the fall. And what is walking? Controlled falls. So we're in a state of controlled falls at all times. It's the same thing with spirituality.
That's a really interesting perspective. And you know what's funny? What just came to my mind? It's like if that baby walked and fell, the parents wouldn't yell at it and be like, You can't do this. It's like, no, just natural to keep trying, keep going, try something else.
Right.
Just, you got
encouragement.
This. Encouragement. Yeah. It's like, you know, so I think, you know, people can use their stories of one of two ways. They can let it define them or they can use it to create who they really want to be.
Right.
I think from all, like, you know, I've worked with very successful, very high level people. Like, I mean, this one guy has five fucking private planes.
But money's not even an object.
Right.
He just gets whatever he wants.
Right. Like literally, I asked him what his financial goals were and he laughed. Because he can literally have anything he wants, like anything in the material plane.
Yeah.
And when I meet people like that and I work with them, I always find that they went through some deep shit when they were young.
Yeah.
And that they use that as fuel and they didn't say, they didn't be a victim and fall back into that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's so important. We got to change our perspective on our story, because it doesn't define us unless we let it.
Exactly.
And we are creators only if we decide to be. We're always creating. Some people do it unconsciously. Other people do it consciously.
Yeah.
The people who do consciously are people like you, people who create success, people who help others, people who evolve in this lifetime because they own their power as a creator.
Right.
And what if we even, before we even came to Earth, I've been thinking about this a lot. What if on some level we chose our pain before we came here because we're old souls?
Yeah.
And because we're old souls, we were like, well, we can't just take a little problem. That won't shift us into action. We need something fucking big.
Right, right.
And if it's big, then we'll get into action. And I was like, I've really been contemplating that. I don't know if it's true, but maybe
it's possible, because I got pip slapping on the baby. man, listen, it was rough, you know? And I look back at, you know, all the bullying that I had to go through, all the fights I had to go through, because I only had, you know, two pairs of pants with holes in the crotch and holes in my shoes and, and you know, shirts that had the underarms were ripped because I was growing so fast. I mean, you've seen how tall I am.
Yeah.
And so
6'4".
I got my stool all the way down. And so I was growing like weeds in my shoes. My toes were coming through the front of my shoes and stuff. And nobody had money to buy me anything. And I would just remember those times. And I would look at some of my friends that were in the same situation, and I was like, they really went the victim route. And for whatever reason, I just recognized, man, when I went door to door selling my toys for donations, I was like, look, I don't need toys. I just need some money in my hand so I can go feel like a normal person.
Wow. How old are you?
7.
Holy shit.
I went door to door. Ma'am, sir, can I have a donation? A dollar, a penny, a nickel? You know, even the broken toys. I said, I just want to have some money for the ice cream truck. I'm just raising money for myself. And they would give me money, dollars. I think I raised like $15, $20.
Wow.
I took a picture with the money in both of my hands, which I still have in one of these albums around here. And at that moment, though, what happened to me, bro, I knew I was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like I said to myself, I never forget this. I said, I'm going to save myself.
Yeah.
And I knew from that moment, this wasn't my path anymore. This place that I'm in, this hellhole that I'm living in,
you can change it.
I can change it.
Wow.
I can change it by taking action. And from that point forward, all I focused on was trying to take action. And what can I do to become better? What can I do to get myself out of this condition?
Mm. Love that, man. I mean, that's an insane awareness for a 7-year-old.
I was so I was so blessed and fortunate. My parents looked at me like, you know,
what the hell is this guy doing? He's going door
I got my mother into her first business.
Wow.
My mother fell down in the grocery store.
Okay.
And my parents were newspaper delivery people. That was their job. Mm. I think they made like $15,000 a year. And she fell down. She won $5,000 from slipping on ice.
Yeah.
I said, Ma, listen to me, because I'm going to tell you how to turn this into real money. I think I was 12 at the time. And she said, well, what are you going to do? I said, you're going to start a carpet cleaning business. She said, why would I do that? I said, because you deliver newspapers, and all these people back then, carpet was huge, just the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
All those people and all those condos you deliver to, they're all going to become your customers. She said, how? I said, put a flyer in every newspaper. Didn't cost you any money, but except for printing. Every single one of those people are going to call you up to come clean their carpets because they know you, they love you, and they trust you. You've been delivering their paper for years.
Oh, my God. Genius.
They called her up. I told her exactly which machine to get. It was a Von Schrader dry foam extraction upholstery and carpet cleaning machine. I still remember.
Wow.
Because it was revolutionary, because it used foam extraction instead of water. So your pad wouldn't get wet and you wouldn't get the mildew smell. And it would dry in a couple hours. She bought that
innovation.
Machine. The machine was $4,999.
Wow. So she spent all the money.
Spent all the money on the machine. It made the most money she ever made in her life.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. Man, there's so many lessons in that story. First of all, the first one that comes to my mind is like, who are you listening to?
Yeah.
You know, who are you listening to? Because you had a proven kind of track record, I guess, or I guess how old were you roughly at that age?
I was 12, but I had already started a business.
Okay, but you were already doing the 7-year-old door-to-door stuff. So you already had the mindset and the foundation. And it's like, that's the power of mentors, right? That's the power of knowledge, forbidden knowledge. That's the power of knowledge, because you gave your mom an insight.
Yeah.
And you also kind of held her hand and helped her along the way. But but that's the power of, you know, working with somebody who is successful. It shortcuts you.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. So, and the key to that really for me was I sat back and meditated on that. Mm. And I said to myself, I got to listen to anybody who comes to me with any information.
Yeah.
I don't have to follow it, but I have to listen. Mm. I don't care if it's a homeless person. I don't care if it's a rich person. I don't care if it's a kid. I don't care if it's a person that may seem mentally ill. Mm. At least let me hear what they have to say and then let me meditate on it. Mm. Instead of just, I don't dismiss people instantaneously. Mm. I never do that.
I like that.
Because somebody's coming to me with something of value to suggest, to give me an idea, a concept, or tell me about something that I'm doing that I might be able to do better. Mm. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
And then I want to meditate on it. Mm. You know, a lot of people, we dismiss our blessings immediately. And that halts your transformation.
So true.
You know?
So true.
Yeah.
It's because of fear.
Right, right.
Fear is what stops most people. If anybody on here wants to know what's holding you back from your greatest dreams in life, it's a four-letter word, false evidence appearing real.
Boom.
That's it. It's fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because there's blessings all around us.
Yeah.
And really heaven and hell, in my opinion, is within.
Yeah.
How our brain is wired is mm-hmm. how we will see the world.
Yeah.
Two people can look at the same exact thing and have two totally different perspectives.
True.
The only difference is what's happening inside.
Right.
It's like Jim Rohn, he's like a personal development speaker. He used to say, there's two types of people. There's mm-hmm. people who look outside and they're driving in the car and they see the sun setting and they see the rainbow mm-hmm. that just happened after the rain.
Yeah.
And there's another person who sees the specks of the rain on the window.
Mm. Wow. that's deep.
That's
that reminds me of an ancient Chinese quote, something similar. You show an imbecile the moon and he points at the finger.
Oh.
Wow. That is so true.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's perception, right?
Yeah.
And the reason one can perceive it and one can't is what is happening in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
What is their mind? Is it expanded or is it contracted?
Yeah.
Are they in so much fear? There could be the most beautiful thing in front of them, but they can't perceive it because they're trying to survive.
Right.
It's like in today's world, there are so many tools, so many things you can do to just regulate your nervous system.
Yeah.
Literally some deep breaths for 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, like there's no excuse anymore.
Yeah.
I think information is more readily available than any time.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't know each other
if
it wasn't for the internet.
Exactly.
And none of you would be here if it wasn't for the internet learning this stuff. So it's like we have way more power than we think.
Super.
Way more.
And what's incredible is the information is there. So ignorance is just an excuse because we have the information. We just have to teach people now how to search for it.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of information.
Yeah.
Searching for the right information becomes important. So now I'm starting to focus on how do I teach people how to become better researchers?
I like that.
Yeah. Because we have a problem with people looking into things that
don't serve them.
Yeah. Fake information.
Yeah.
Stuff that people are generating clickbait for likes and clickbait for views. Controversy for views.
Right.
All this kind of stuff.
Just to get the click.
Just to get the click, man. And they can't even see it. Mm. They don't even detect that that's what's happening. They're being energy vampires are attacking them. Mm. You know? But what you do to me is so important because teaching people these meditation techniques, the breath work technique, which I've done before.
Yeah.
I think we did like a 2-hour session before or something.
Yeah.
And it takes you to places and it really recenters you. Like it recenters your brain, heart coherence.
100%.
It gets you back in alignment. I think that it really just completely realigns your chakras, man. It's really amazing.
It can.
Yeah.
It absolutely can. Yeah. For those of you watching, I teach people call it breath work, but traditional breath work is not what I do at all. It's really just a deeper way to connect with energy and yourself because breath work is breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. But the way I do it and teach it is with like this music and I use certain words and I understand the science behind it. So I say things at a certain time and I guide people.
Mm.
Most people with breath work, they don't guide you. They just let you breathe and your own inner guide comes out. I do that at times too.
Yeah.
But what I really started to realize was, first of all, there's a bunch of new emerging science, which is really exciting. I've already known this before the science came out, but just after 7 minutes of doing this breathing, what happens is your unconscious mind starts to open up.
Mm.
Your brainwave shift. So you go from being in, a beta or high beta if you're stressed, and you slip into like an alpha, and then you go into theta. Now, theta is really powerful because there is no analyzation of information. It goes right to the unconscious. So most people, when they're in theta, they're watching the news at night, falling asleep, drifting off. And it, that's going right in. It doesn't matter if you think you're blocked. No, it's going right in.
Straight down.
So when with what I teach, it's an induced theta.
Yeah.
You're inducing it with certain patterns that I've learned that get people there really fast. And then once they're there, they're open. They're out of the ego brain, the frontal cortex. They're into their they're in their deeper self. And that's really what I call the real you. That's who we are. We just forget. We think we are our fears or our identities. That's not us. That we're a soul. So most people never, ever, ever experience something like that. So once they're in that place of theta, I'm constantly making suggestions to that unconscious mind. And when I'm with people in person, I watch and I see their physical body accept the information. It's incredibly powerful. It blows my mind. Some of the stuff I hear and see. But then, you know, once you get 20, 30 minutes in, you're unleashing the amygdala, and it's opening up that center where fear is held, trauma is held. You know, all this stuff is in the amygdala. And to access it with meditation is totally possible. It just takes time. You got to be good. With this, you don't got to be good. You just got to follow the instructions and it will happen.
Follow the instructions and surrender.
And surrender and just trust.
That's it.
And I always tell people, if you stay with me, you will have an experience. You will shift, which is why I call it quantum shift. Because once you're releasing the shit and you're releasing the fears and the anxieties and all this stuff, then you're ready and primed for a new understanding about you, about who you are as a soul. And that's what happened to me. Like I was doing this breathwork thing and that's when I viewed all my pain and I was like, holy shit, that made me who I am. And nobody could tell me. I saw it for myself. Like nobody could tell me. And that is like such a great power when you shift from within. You shift. No one's telling you. You are accessing your soul's wisdom. And man, the byproduct of all of that is just a sense of relief, a sense of gratitude, a sense of love, because we are love at our core. We've just forgotten.
So, it's so true. That's so deep. And what you said is so powerful too, because just like if you're a drug addict, and you go to a class, like an AA class, you're not going to be able to even start to heal yourself until you admit you have a problem. So viewing yourself and actually admitting and finding the pain and the darkness inside of yourself
for yourself
versus somebody else telling you. When you see it for yourself,
that's when
a whole other thing happens. A complete evolution starts.
It's metacognition, being aware of being aware that you're aware of something. You can't change what you don't know. You can't like, if you, this is like a principle in business, right? You know this, you can't change what you don't measure.
That's right.
Well, if you don't measure what's happening inside of you, how could you ever shift it? You're unconscious. And as soon as you take the unconscious, like that dark shit no one wants to talk about, and you bring it to the conscious, that's the moment you can start to shift.
That's right.
That's it.
Powerful, powerful stuff. Guys, listen, you have to join us for this incredible breath work workshop. It's a quantum shift. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to drop the link again. Okay. Don't forget to register ASAP. And you're going to want to be a part of this. It's going to literally change your life. And if you've already done it, you already know the benefits of it. Just hop on in again.
It's going to be big. Listen, if you really want to shift, like, maybe you have something, maybe you're on a spiritual journey, you have this problem you can't solve, maybe you have some anxiety, some depression, things like that. This, I promise you, and you know, we didn't go into my full story, but this is a process I really created and formed from a lot of different masters that I've worked with, real spiritual masters. I mean, people that are not known in the public because they're true mystics. And I've taken a little bit from all of them and I combined it and made what I'm going to bring to you guys. And, you know, a lot of people, they hear all this stuff about trauma and this and that, and they say, like, who are you to talk about this? And, you know, I don't share the details of everything I've been through, but the reason I'm in this work and the reason I teach what I teach is because I was my first fucking student. I had to fix me.
Yeah.
I had to really, I mean, I was fucked up, man. Yeah. I was all messed up. And once I learned this though, everything changed.
Yeah.
I mean, income went through the roof, relationships went through the roof, happiness, actually felt a sense of fucking peace and calm. And what I've learned is when you're in that space, it's easy to go after your dreams.
Yeah.
Because you're not in fear.
That's right.
And there's been a lot of studies on breath work and how the amygdala, over time, you do it consistently, you're less reactive to your life because you're not in the fear.
Right.
You're not in survival. So you're not constantly on edge, like looking out for the threats.
Yeah.
You're more in a peaceful, relaxed state. And man, from there, you can make, you're level-headed.
I call it Zen.
Yeah, you're Zen.
Zen. I call it Zen.
You are Zen.
Yeah.
Very chill.
So when I get in that mode, I'm just like, you know, things come in business all the time.
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't even shake my physiology.
That's amazing.
You know, and so what you would do is you just become a person that analyzes the information, checks the data, and looks for a solution. And then you move on.
Yeah, just pure logic.
Yeah, you don't become a reactor. You become, you know, a Vulcan. You know what I'm saying? And so when you're in that mind state, though, for, you know, for like in my what I do for a living, I have to be that way.
Have to.
Because if I'm too busy reacting all the time, I'm going to get nothing done.
Yeah.
I'm going to make no progression, no changes, no growth.
Yeah.
It's just to be all I'll do is re-manifest more turmoil into my own life. Because I'll be churning on that same frequency.
Yeah. And that's what most people call life, unfortunately.
I know.
That's where most people live. And that again, you know, that was me for so many years. I literally thought I identified as someone who was anxious. And I didn't even realize how deep the anxiety was until I shifted my brain.
Yeah.
And once my fight or flight nervous system turned off for the first time in my life. And I came back to my body after this meditative breathwork thing I was doing. I literally saw me, all my relationships, all my business, everything through a whole new lens.
Wow.
And I realized all of it, although it was beautiful. I mean, you know, I was successful at this stage. All of it was from a place of fear. And what happened was after I shifted, everything changed. Whole new group of friends. Yeah. Like, and they were good people. But I just changed. So everything around me started to change. And I was like seeing through a new lens because I was different.
Yeah.
I was no longer on this like border anxiety all the time.
Right.
I was just present to what was. And from there, make way better business decisions,
right.
Make way better relationship decisions, make way better health decisions.
Yeah.
Because you're no longer on the reactive. And you're just responding and more so you're fucking creating
you
own the power to like, what do I want?
Right.
And not from like a place of like trying to prove your worth, but from a place of like, how can I serve? How can
That's
I
it.
Bring more value so I can help people change their lives?
That's
and you can turn that into a business just like you did, just like I have. And that's where the real power is, man.
That's where real power.
It's real power.
Because you can find a way to take the people up with you.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
That's the secret behind this. How can you live in your passion and take your supporters with you? And that's what we've been blessed enough to be able to find a way to do.
Yep.
I you know, I was a third owner in a huge call center, 50 seat call center, huge in Fort Lauderdale. Matter of fact, one of the big time internet influencers, her name is Surviving Vegan, if you know who that is, Orisha Oshun. She's huge. I launched her on social media. I got her going. Now she's
awesome.
She's massive. She's a big phenomenon, right?
That's amazing.
But she used to work for me in that call center.
Wow.
You know, just to add credence to what I'm saying. And in that call center, I would take down about $100,000 a week. But I wasn't living in my passion. And I had a few other businesses as well alongside of that. But it just, I wasn't happy. And so every single day that I had to do that work, even though I was making all that money, I wasn't happy, man. I just know that I was doing my forbidden stuff part time.
Yeah.
And I knew that this is not going to cut it for me. And it got to the point that one day, and it was actually the week that we had did the most in sales, I think it was like $150,000 that week.
Wow.
I walked in and I said, guys, you can have my percentage of the company.
Wow, you just totally walked.
I don't even want to sell it.
Holy shit.
You could just take my, I'm gone.
Wow.
And I turned around and I said, look, I love you guys, but I got to go. I got to be who I am. who I'm destined to be.
Yes.
I have to fulfill that. Yeah. And so I left and became, you know, who I was destined to be, who I told my third grade teacher I would be when I was in the third grade. She told me, you would never be on TV. You'd never be anything because you're poor.
Oh, man.
And I said, okay. You know, I was shocked and I was embarrassed.
Of course.
But I went and I found a way to do it and help people along the way. And that's important. And that's what you're doing. That's why this man is sitting here in my house. Because this man is literally out there. I've seen it with my own eyes. He's out here really changing lives, helping people start that transformation process.
Yeah.
And sometimes the hardest thing to do is to take that first step.
Yep.
And for you guys, the first step can be just joining this breathwork meditation.
It's literally free.
Yeah.
Like there is no catch. We're going to serve you guys and you're going to come in as one person. You're going to leave as one person, another person. And I've done this now with tens of thousands of people, which is why I can say something like that, because the results are the same every single time. It works, which is why I teach it. I'm a practical person. I believe in the mystical and the esoteric, and I practice that in my life as well. But I want to meditate before who's not a vegan, who's not a this, who's not a that. Like they're just a person.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a person.
Yeah.
And you take them through what I'm going to take you guys through. Doesn't matter how much experience you have with anything. You will shift because you will experience more of your true nature, which I call the real you. Some people call it the higher self.
Yeah.
I think we are divine at our nature. We've just forgotten. And so many people are stuck in the animal, that survival.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the divine in us begins in our heart. Mm-hmm. So with this, you know, work we're going to do coming up, is it's going to get you back in that heart. It's going to let you see yourself and everybody in your life through a new lens. And with that, a layer of you will heal.
Yeah.
I mean, I've experienced it. I've seen it in so many people at this point and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's going to allow you to take maybe some of these philosophical concepts about energy, about the quantum field, about the esoteric, and actually experience them.
Yeah.
And when you experience them, you now form your own opinion and you really are initiating yourself into deeper levels of knowledge. You're taking the philosophy and you're learning to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you become a master. I mean, that's what masters do.
Yes.
And it's all here for you guys. And that's why, you know, Billy brought me on to bring this to you guys. And I want to serve you in that way because this shit has changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, in ways I couldn't even imagine.
Mm.
And it all happened in just a few hours. So it can be you too.
That's it, man. You know, what's amazing about transformation, when the epiphany happens and when you take the energy and put something, it doesn't take that much time to begin the start of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lifelong journey, but the initial
moments.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a decision.
It's a decision.
It's a decision to decide. All right, I'm doing it or I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. Something's got to change.
Yeah.
It's that decision.
Right.
And there might be many moments of your life that are building up to a big moment, a big breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And man, like, I really think like we're rewarded for that.
Yeah.
Like the universe or God, whatever, it notices that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, I'm going to reward that person because they are so fucking consistent.
Yeah.
They are going for it nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, boom, let's bless them.
Yeah.
You gotta meet the universe halfway, I believe.
You do.
Like you gotta show.
And you know what? That's
it's a vibration, right?
Yeah, it's a vibration.
The universe speaks to us in vibration.
Yeah.
I don't really believe it cares if we're necessarily a good person or not.
Mm-hmm.
What it cares about is our frequencies, our vibration. Are we living in our hearts?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the universe is made up of a frequency of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if love is what is the fabric keeping this reality together, if we can move into that state
mm-hmm.
without anything externally, like becoming our own alchemist, and then think about our goals and dreams and aspirations, the creation process, it comes to you because you are manifesting at rapid speed because you are speaking its language.
Right.
People don't, I mean, you know this, people don't know necessarily, they don't understand this,
mm-hmm.
But it's like, you got to raise that frequency so that you can start to see, holy shit, like by just living in an elevated state,
mm-hmm.
I become such a more powerful creator,
right?
Because it's all energy. But if you're down here and you're low energy, when I say down here, it's like the lower chakras, you're stuck in your humanity and your environment will define you.
Yeah.
And as soon as you raise that energy, you start to see, wow,
another level.
I can do it.
A lot of my people that I grew up with in those cities and several cities that I lived in, a lot of the male friends or male counterparts, because I had very few friends. I had people that I associated with, but friends is another level. I've learned that in life. The word friend is to be used very delicately.
True. Especially as you rise to success.
Yeah. But they are living in the sacral chakra. They're living all down in the bottom.
Yep.
That's the only focus. Matter of fact, if I go into to do a business deal or a business meeting with somebody, and it's a guy, and we're in a public place, I always try to get them to go to a public place where we can sit down, like a restaurant or something like that, because I want to observe them.
Yeah.
And if I'm talking business,
yeah,
and their head is on a swivel 24/7, and they're hitting on this one and hitting on that one, and they see this woman walk by, and they can't pay attention to the business, then I know I'm dealing with something that's not going to work out. Mm. I'm dealing with a person that is living in the sacral chakra.
Yeah,
this person, this guy, is not going to be able, when it comes down to business or women or sex, he's going to choose the sex over the business, and it's going to jeopardize. The women are going to jeopardize the business. He doesn't have any self-control. Mm. It's okay to be, want to be, I mean, that's your natural, you know, mode to be in as a human being. However, where's your self-control? You're in a business meeting setting. How long can you control yourself and just focus on one thing? So when I see that somebody can't focus like that, I just cut them off instantaneously. Yeah, I can't do business. It's a bad sign.
Yeah. They could stay a friend, but no way business. Because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Exactly.
100%. Something I look at too, actually, it's funny. We both got our little things.
Yeah.
I always see if they're paying, like usually they, if it's a business meeting and they're trying to do business with me, they try to always pay usually.
Yeah.
And I let them because I want to see how much they're going to tip.
Mm.
If they're super stingy and they're like, even in like when people like get bad service or something and they're saying like, oh, fuck this person. It's like, yo, they're a human being. They're having a bad day. Maybe like you can't be the one to judge. And if I see they don't tip good, dude, no fucking chance. I am not working with them. Because that just, it says everything.
They don't believe that person is worth anything. They believe that person is lower than them.
That, but also they're living in scarcity.
Yeah.
They're living in scarcity.
Lack of abundance mentality.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, even if the service sucks, who cares? Like, you should tip good always. And it's like, again, if it's a friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. Business, though, I want abundance. Yeah. I want people who are expanded.
Yeah.
Who see beyond the little bullshit, even if the service wasn't good. So.
I love it, man. And sometimes that good tip will awaken that person and go, you know what?
Oh, totally.
I wasn't on my best today, but this guy blessed me. I got to do better next time.
Yeah. And people start realizing like, huh. Maybe there are good people out there.
Exactly.
Maybe there are people that want to help. Maybe a stranger does care.
Right. Exactly.
And a lot of people don't have those beliefs, but we can be the living examples of truth. You know, that's what being the light is, in my opinion. Yeah. Just being a good fucking person.
Yeah.
Give what you can, you know, and give more than you can. Usually I found you're blessed in ways beyond anything.
I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I know you do.
Wholeheartedly.
I know you do. It's clear in your actions. In your actions.
It's just, man, and it feeds the abundance mentality.
Absolutely.
You know, because like I try to tell people, I don't focus on now.
Yeah.
I don't go like, you know, I wonder what I'm going to do if I get paid tomorrow. All my money, I got to chop it all up and figure out what I'm going to. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do in 100 years. What's my great, great grandchild going to do in 100 years? I'm thinking legacy.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm focusing on legacy building, my current abundance is guaranteed.
100%. Because your consciousness is so expanded.
Yeah.
And man, I'm sure you've experienced this, but have you ever had times in business where like you were so stretched financially where you actually made a purchase before you could actually afford it?
Yes.
Me too. So many, right?
And that's crazy.
And the universe conspires.
Oh, listen, it conspires, man. And it pops.
Because you're speaking its language. Because the universe responds to who we are being.
Right.
So if we are being a person, like I joined this mastermind, $120,000.
Oh, man.
For a mastermind. I mean, for personal development. It's a big stretch at the time. I mean, it's like I had the money, but it was like, that was a big transaction one time. That was the biggest transaction I ever made in my life at that time. And I was like, you know, if you talk to a financial advisor, they're going to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have to do that. And by doing that, somehow, some way, things fell into deals. Yeah. I ended up making more money in the first 3 months just within that group from my business than the transaction itself.
Yeah.
So it was like, you set yourself up by putting yourself in those environments that totally stretch you, where you're like, holy shit, I don't know how. But if your mind's right and you're not doing it out of ignorance, that's a key here.
Of course.
Being dumb.
Yeah, not being
but
dumb.
But you're believing in your power as a creator.
Yeah.
And the universe, it's so weird. It works like a charm.
It works, man. It
sometimes
works.
I push it too far. Listen, but I just see it. It's real.
Yeah. Listen, I had a chance to finish the Black Knight Satellite documentary on my own. The way that I was going to produce it, sole executive producer, a sole director, a sole producer, cameraman. I was going to, I was doing everything, right? And I sat back and I said, this is my first real expose to the world as to what Billy Carson is going to produce on a higher level. And I analyzed my footage and everything. And I said, you know what? It's been a long time, about a year and a half now. I've spent, I don't know, it was $50,000 or $60,000 on this thing. I wasn't confident that it was on a certain level. Mm. So I started reaching out and I ended up acquiring a producer, a mainstream TV producer. And initially, I just wanted to find out what it would cost to get this, push this in the right direction, help me cultivate the story better, help me cultivate the content better, help me cultivate the quality of the video better. Mm-hmm. And then the bill came. It was the invoice first, not the bill.
Right, right.
And I looked at it and I gulped.
Yeah, I can imagine that was a pretty penny.
Oh, man. And I looked at Elizabeth and she said, well, what do you want to do? I said, we're doing it.
Yep.
We're doing it. We don't have it yet, but we're doing it.
Boom.
Boom. And that was it.
Decision made.
And guess what?
Happens.
It happens.
Always.
It happens.
It's crazy, man. I love that. It's a good example.
Yeah,
it's magical. And you know, I think when you start to do the work, right, those decisions become more and more easy because it's a reflection of you. Mm. It's a reflection of you. Yeah. It's a reflection of everyone on here.
Yeah.
Your reality reflects to you, your beliefs. Mm-hmm. So what do you believe in? How are you changing your beliefs? What's your unconscious mind really showing you?
Yeah.
Look at your limitations. That's what your mind is showing you. And if these concepts seem so far out for some of you, you don't have to spend, you know, like Billy and I, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to experience that. You can stretch yourself just a little, just like stretch it just a little, try it out, but do it from a place of being a creator, not being from a place of like, oh, I don't know, like this doubt. See, notice how Billy was decisive.
Yeah.
Was clear. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to make the way. And I'm going to trust. I have faith.
Yeah.
The same thing with me. When I joined that mastermind, it was like, whoa, nope, doing it. Mm-hmm. Decision made, done. Universe transpires.
Yeah. Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
But a lot of those abilities that we have to make these kind of decisions with so strongly and with so much faith and conviction is because of things like the meditations and the breath work and the brain heart coherence techniques and practicing all these modalities and all these, it's all builds up and culminates to the point where you really start to live in your power.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you get out of the animal, you get into the truth, you get out of the fear, you get into an expanded awareness of life, of yourself, of your ability as a creator, and you experience more of your nature. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to like begin the journey, it's simple. Get the fuck out of fear. That's if you move out of fear, you are going to show up and respond and take different actions like never before. But but most people, they're always on edge. And, you know, it comes from the phone.
Yeah.
It comes from the phone.
Yeah.
And that alone is enough to put them in a high beta stressful pattern. And it's like, man, like, come on. You want to talk about being creators and spirituality? It's like, take control of your attention.
Yeah.
Take your power back.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
Don't fall to the matrix.
I have a person that I know that sends me about 15, 20 DMs a day of funny things that they found on social media. And I'm going, how in the world does this guy
so much time?
Have this kind of time to, first of all, to scroll? How much you got to scroll through to find these and then handpick them and then send them to people? I'm too busy trying to focus on the next thing. I'm working on. I'm finishing this project, getting this work done, getting these reports and paperwork done.
Yep.
And this guy's got the time and he's got a family and kids and he's got house payments and everything. And he's, and I'm like, then he tells me, you know, he's complaining about, you know, it's always not enough. And I'm like,
of course not.
You're spending 4 or 5 hours scrolling on the internet. You know, we have, you sleep, a lot of people sleep 8 hours. I don't, but a lot of people sleep 8 hours, mm-hmm. right? Then you got to work 8 hours. That's 16 hours. Mm-hmm. A lot of people spend about 3 to 4 hours a day just commuting.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're up to 20 hours almost. Then you got to eat. Now you're using up another 3 hours. You're talking about 23 hours. You got 1 hour left. And then you spend that scrolling on the internet. There's nothing. Your dreams are not going to happen. You have no meditation time. No. You have no time to reflect on yourself. You have no time to enjoy your family. People are letting their video games babysit their children. You know, it's just a nightmare.
It is.
We have
to
change that.
We absolutely. It's like, you know, now it's funny. I feel like right now in human history, there is more opportunity to be an entrepreneur than ever. You can literally in this day and age be working at a corporate job while working on your business.
That's right.
That is 100%. I did that.
Yeah.
I know you probably did that.
Yeah.
It's like and with the internet, you have no excuse. Like you literally have everything you need at your fingertips. And for most people, they're you know, they could get their job done and do it. 99% of people, you know, they're working on their computers. Some of them are working from home. Mm-hmm. It's like there is no excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the knowledge, you have the know-how, and you have the opportunity. It's like I encourage people, work on your job while working on your side hustle. And once the side hustle starts to grow, screw the job and go all in.
That's it.
All
man.
In.
That's it. Find your passion and fulfill that passion. Find a need for that passion in the world.
Yeah.
And when you find a need for that passion and you fulfill it, money is just a side effect of you fulfilling that passion. Because what happens is money is not something that has any real intrinsic value except consciousness is attributed value to it.
Yep.
What really happens is an energy exchange.
Yes.
Your talents for something else or someone else's talents. And when you exchange that energy, the side effect of that is money in your account at this particular point in the financial matrix. In the future, it may be something else. But right now, it's money. Well, something we call money.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you want to earn more, find a way to bring more value. It's really simple.
Yeah.
Bring more value. Change your energy. Mm-hmm. Be open.
Yeah.
Be open. Because, I mean, I always like some people, they tell me like when I'm coaching them and stuff, they're saying, I want to create more money. I want to do more of this. And I was like, well, tell me everything you want. Mm-hmm. And they start telling me everything they don't want. Well, I don't want to not be able to do this. I don't want to. Like, what do you actually want?
Right.
That right there shows me where they're at. It's like, how much do you really want to make? For me, there was this number in my mind since I was like a kid, man, like 17 years old.
Yeah.
$9,000 a month. Mm. That was like, you know, that's the epitome.
Right.
That's the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, years and years later, in my early 20s, I created a situation where my first client for my business, business, I started $9,000 a month.
Wow. Powerful, man.
Exact number. Incredible. And you know, it's evolved since, but sometimes you just need a little proof that you are a creator and then your belief really shifts.
Yeah.
And then that's when you realize there is no limit.
There's literally no limit
other than the one you put in your head.
It was powerful you said that. So I set myself a goal and I wrote myself a check for $1 million, right?
Wow.
And so that was years ago. And so I achieved $1 million within the amount of time that I allotted for myself. And then I wrote myself a check for $20 million.
Wow.
And I actually went live on Instagram. This was a few years, I think it was 2017, when I was in Greece at the time. And a company called me on a deal I was trying to transact and offered me the $20 million. I did it live.
Holy shit.
It's on Instagram.
What was the transaction? I'm curious.
Well, it's a company that wanted to invest in my tech company because I had invented a battery, that AGM battery that can extend the life. The normal life is about 3 days in a small house. I extended it to a full week. And then I also added trickle charging from a solar panel. This is for third world countries. Like Nigeria, where they have the rolling power outages.
Wow.
They all had the AGMs that only lasted a very short period of time and only with a couple of appliances. And guess what? As soon as the power went out, they have no way to charge them because they didn't have the solar capability. So I added a very small panel, just a little bit bigger than this laptop, that can quickly trickle charge it. And you can leave it on 24/7 because it won't overdo the battery because it knows when to stop. And so, you know, I got $20 million. All right, long story short. So
that's a good check.
Yeah, it's a good check.
Wow.
And then
beautiful.
After that happened, I said, what's my next one I'm going to write? You know? And so I was going to write, I started writing it actually, 100 million. Mm. And I said, no, 1 billion. Mm. So I have a check right now. It's in my wallet. I'll show it to you before you leave. I have a check in my wallet right now for 1 billion. Some of you have seen it. Me show it to you before. It's for $1 billion. And it's got to be cashed on or before October of 2026. That's the deadline for the 1 billion, you know? And so we have to push ourselves.
That's soon.
You know? Yeah, it's very soon.
A billion is a lot.
Yeah. We have to push ourselves because if we don't do that, we can become stagnant.
Totally.
And I know the power that I wield.
Yeah.
Some people don't know the true power that's in them yet. They're still trying to figure it out. Yeah. But I know my power.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
And I not only do I understand it, I know how to use it. And because of that, I have super high expectations for myself.
Yes.
At all times. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what separates the goods from the greats is their standards.
Yeah.
Like, what are you willing to settle for your life? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you like? I love it, man. $1 billion. Yeah. Like, that's huge. I mean, that's, I don't even know the percentage, but 0.0001% of the world.
The world.
Yeah. The world. And it's cool, you know, that $20 million check story. It's like, you got that money because you provided such a valuable service.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Awesome.
Yeah. You find a way to help people. So it was an R&D project. They loved it and funded it. And, you know, and so it's like, then there's more coming behind it. And so,
of course.
Yeah. Now I'm working on a super incredible tech project. Oh my God. This is a life-changing project for space travel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a massive one. Yeah. And I can say what it is. I just can't say the inner workings of it, but it's a deep space communications ray. And so, if, you know, in the future, if you're traveling out to the rings of Saturn on vacation, you'll be utilizing the Forbidden Knowledge Array, whatever the name may be. It may be something different depending on which agency actually buys it out. But you instead of sending a signal back to Earth from Saturn, which would take over a month and then over a month for a response, you would literally connect to the array and the array would transmit the information instantaneously back to Earth. And then Earth would be able to respond instantaneously to the array. The only delay you have is the time from the array back to your craft or your ship. So you're talking about only minutes or hours of a delay versus months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it? I guess we're going down a rabbit hole if I ask so many questions. I was like, I was going to ask something about the frequencies, but I don't know if we want to go there. Someone asked that. That's incredible, Billy. I'm offline. We got to talk about that more. I'm very curious.
It's huge.
What world can we create for our future kids?
Right.
The world we decide to create. I'm reading this question here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what world can we create? It's the world we decide to create. I mean, so many people get caught up in the world. They don't get caught up in their world. Mm-hmm. What's your world telling you? What are you creating in your world? Like the shit with politics and all this stuff, man, distractions.
Yeah.
Like, not saying it's not important, but if you're so caught up on that shit and your own life's not like in order, it's just another distraction.
Yeah.
So we got to learn to, like Billy said, take our power back and use our power for good. I mean, who would have thought that the consciousness on the planet was going to shift through the internet? I would have never thought that.
No.
I would have never thought like that. I'm sure like the ancients and the mystics, they probably didn't really know that.
Yeah.
They didn't. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But the fact that we have this technology to have all of you guys be with us right now, to be able to access any information at any time, to get access to meditations and ways to start businesses and like literally everything we want is literally right in our phones, right on our computers. And it's like, we got to utilize that shit.
Got to.
Because the world needs more like just love, man.
Right.
And you know, we're going to, that breath work we're going to do is, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
And you know, we really encourage all of you to sign up and join us and take a chance on possibility.
Yeah.
The people I love working with are always the ones that they don't think it's going to happen for them.
Yeah.
And usually those are the ones that have the biggest experiences because this isn't theory. It's a technique that I know works.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Guys, you got to sign up. The link is in the caption of this video. I'm going to also add it to the video on YouTube so that in the caption. Matter of fact, let me do that now. while we're talking, so that everyone, so when this video ends and it renders, there's no way you can't miss it. Click on that link, register. It's going to be an amazing breathwork session.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Someone earlier in the comments, I saw it when Billy was talking. I just want to circle back to it. They asked about epilepsy and seizures with breathwork. So yes, if you have any type of neurological condition like that, you can't do this. There is something else you can do though. And if you want, DM me and I'll have me and my team respond to you with a different technique you can use. But the one we're going to do with Billy's community, all of you here is you can't do it if you have high blood pressure and different things like that. You know, you got to consult with a doctor, but again, 99% of people, it's fine, but there is, it's very intense what's happening. And I'll go into a little bit is after about 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on the person and how much they can relax and surrender and let go, your brain actually starts to secrete DMT. Mm. And this is not woo-woo. This is factual. Mm-hmm. And the reason it happens is because the only time you would breathe like this is if you were in serious trouble. Mm. I mean, nobody breathes like you guys will see, like very intense breathing. Mm-hmm. So your body is like, what the hell is going on? And it actually thinks you're dying, which is really interesting. And I'm so excited for the years to come and they research this more, because I'm in my own discovery. I'm figuring out what's really going on because I just go so deep. But again, the science is showing that oxygen actually gets cut off to the brain, about 40% less oxygen than normal with this breathing, which I thought was so fascinating. Mm-hmm. So your brain, parts of it are literally getting less energy. Mm-hmm. So it allows the unconscious, the soul, and crazy hallucinations, because on some level, your body actually thinks you're going through this dying experience. Right. And a lot of people, they wake up and they always say, not all of them, but a lot of them say, I feel reborn.
Yeah.
Because maybe in a sense, they are. Mm-hmm. They are. And it's like, that's where you can have a shift in such a quick amount of time, which is why I love teaching this stuff. I mean, I went on such a journey to figure out, like, what's the fastest way I can get there to that place. Mm-hmm. And this is what I found.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. I've done it before several times with Anton. Mm-hmm. So I know the effects of it. I know exactly what it can do. I know how transforming it can be, which is incredible. So you're going to want to join us on this free workshop. The link definitely is in the caption of this video. And also, Anton, tell everyone where they can find you on social media and everything.
Yeah. So the best way is just Anton Wisbisky on Instagram. I'm also on YouTube, Anton Wisbisky, Twitter, Anton Wisbisky, Anton Wisbisky across the board. And I do a bunch of free workshops. I do retreats. I do awesome stuff. So you guys will really get a sense of what, you know, I'm really about during the workshop and seeing how, you know, I'm just here to help people. You know, that's really what I want. I know it sounds cliche as hell, but the cool thing about, you know, what I feel proud of is that I didn't come out the gate of my life trying to teach or sell, you know, something. I wasn't trying to sell spirituality. I wasn't trying to sell anything. I built a real business. Mm-hmm. And building a real business, I grew personally.
Right.
Once I grew personally and I realized, holy shit, this stuff really works. Law of attraction, manifestation, changing your energy. That's when I was like, you know what? I need to also teach this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a lot of these gurus, man, they've never really done anything in real life. And they're talking about how to create money. Yeah. Yet the way they create money is by teaching people how to make money.
Yeah. They haven't done anything outside of that.
Exactly. Money. Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. So I was wealthy before the internet, before Facebook and Instagram even existed. Right.
And there's all these people, man, and they're messing people up because they don't even know what brought them to the party.
I know.
They don't even know.
I've seen it, man.
So
I'm going, woof. Yeah, I've seen it.
So you guys got to join. You're going to get, it's going to be powerful.
Yeah.
And I know we hype it up and I feel comfortable doing this again because I know what it does for people. I've seen it tens of thousands all over the world, virtually, in person, doesn't matter. In person is obviously a little bit more powerful because you're feeding off the energy. But listen, bring your family, bring your friends. It's gonna rock your world in the best way possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Guys, don't miss out. This is all the time we have tonight for the Forbidden Knowledge podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us.
Yes, thank you, guys.
We appreciate all the great comments, all the great feedback, and all the people that already signed up while we were actually talking. Amazing. Thank you.
Yes.
And don't forget, share this with your friends, your family members, your coworkers. Give them an opportunity to participate in something that's not going to cost them any money. It's just going to cost them some time and energy. And it could transform and even change their lives.
Absolutely. Right? One thing they're saying is it like Wim Hof? Oh. Totally different. Mm-hmm. Wim Hof is interval training. There's a methodology and there's intervals. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is people call it the Wim Hof method.
Right.
Wim Hof didn't create that. I love Wim Hof. I've studied with him. I spent time at his house. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you this out of his own mouth, which is why I can say it. Mm-hmm. This is ancient wisdom. Ancient societies have known about breath work for thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, millions, baby, of years. You'd probably know more about that than me, but it's ancient wisdom. Yeah. I've just put my own twist on it. And I know I've studied a lot about the unconscious mind with the music, and I select certain things. So it's going to be powerful. We hope to see you guys there. Billy, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Of course. It's been
nice seeing you here. We had a great time tonight. And don't forget, the links will be in the caption of this video. Make sure you sign up for the free breathwork workshop. It's going to be amazing. And I'll be there as well. All right, cool. Hey, thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
No matter where you are, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're everywhere. All right. Peace.
Talk soon.
Hi, I'm Billy Carson, researcher, speaker, and best-selling author of The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets and Woke Doesn't Mean Broke. I'm inviting you to join me on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv to enjoy hours of great programming, learn the secrets of ancient Egypt, unexplained structures on the moon and Mars, financial literacy, holistic and healthy lifestyles. Go now to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv and get 3 days free. While there, you can enter to win a Rolls Royce. That's ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV. Hi, my name is Billy Carson, and I'm the president of Forbidden Knowledge. We have an amazing investment opportunity here for anyone who wants to buy shares in Forbidden Knowledge. The money that's generated from this crowdfunding platform is going to be used to bring on a new content acquisitions partner. We're going to hire a new in-house graphics designer, a social media manager, put together a customer service team and a customer service management program that will organize and satisfy all the different legs of Forbidden Knowledge, Inc., as well as, and of course, make more improved high-quality streaming content for the Forbidden Knowledge TV platform, which right now is featured on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, iOS and Android apps, and also, of course, the web. The streaming platform is a year old right now and doing very, very well. And we're looking for your support, where you can not only be a conscious customer, but also be a part owner in an amazing opportunity that includes streaming TV, book publishing, and e-commerce. Grow with us and earn with us. Forbidden Knowledge, Inc.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE
That's coupon code 30 days free on forbiddenknowledge.tv today.